HNC is the leading equestrian sports and lifestyle network with an extensive lineup of live and on-demand equestrian competitions, as well as hundreds of hours of entertainment series, documentaries, and masterclasses. As a USCA partner, HNC has curated a channel of eventing competition, masterclasses, and shows for enthusiasts of the discipline to enjoy. Catch the exclusive live stream from Adelaide Equestrian Festival, April the 19th to 21st, plus tune in to the live coverage of Chatsworth International Horse Trials, May 18th to 19th, Longines Le Moulin Horse Trials, June 13th to 16th, and many, many more. Visit horseandcountry.tv for more information, or if you're a USCA member, visit the USCA portal for a 15% discount off an annual HNC Plus membership.
You're listening to the USCA official podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of eventing, covering all the big events, professional tips and tricks, interviews, special guests, and the latest USCA eventing news.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the USCA official podcast. Now, listeners, for this show, I have handed over the microphone to my very good friend, my co-host on the Equa Ratings Eventing podcast, the lovely Rosie Russell, because I have had a new addition to the family. And so Rosie is stepping into my shoes. And I have to admit, I'm really sad not to be recording this show. But I'll leave you in Rosie's capable hands and I'll be back with you very soon.
Welcome to the USCA official podcast. And listeners, this is a show I've been really excited about because I have two people who have made the trip over from New Zealand to the US to compete in the Defender Kentucky Horse Trials. And we're going to hear all about their preparations and how it's been going in the build up to the Big Five Star. And one of those riders is New Zealand Olympian Matthew Graylin. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Oh, it's going to be so great to hear your story. But we also have another lady that many of you will know as being quite a key rider of part of the bronze medal winning team at the World Championships in 2022, Monica Spencer. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you.
Now, Monica, we'll start with you because, like we say, you've both made the trip over from New Zealand, but it's been quite a big trip for you, hasn't it? Because you've relocated your whole family.
Yes, yeah. So my husband, Andrew, and our little boy, Gus, and now four horses are all here.
How's it been moving a young family over to the US? Has it all gone smoothly?
Well, I mean, nothing terribly gone wrong yet. It's going well. Yeah, little Gus is pretty portable. I think he's only two and don't have to worry about school or anything yet. So, yeah, it's going well.
It's the perfect time to do it and he's quite adaptable, which is great. Matthew, you also have made that trip over from New Zealand to the US. You are also a dairy farmer as well. What made you want to make that trip to the US and compete at Kentucky?
Well, I'd never been over to Kentucky before, and it's one of those bucket list things, I suppose, while I can still ride. And I've got a horse which has been going quite well, but we'll find out whether he's good enough to do a five-star in a few weeks' time. But, it was just one of those things we thought we'd make an effort and have a crack. So, yeah.
One of those things that you just really want to tick off the list. It is such a beautiful event, isn't it?
Well, that's right. You could either buy a sports car, I suppose, or I could come to Kentucky. So I thought, why not?
I love that. That's so good. But you also have your dairy farm at home. So who's been overseeing that whilst you've been in the US?
My wife, Susan, and my son, Callum, who was just on the phone just trying to get hold of me just now. So so they've been overseeing the situation over there. And I've got some staff members who are hopefully capable and running the show for us as well. So hopefully it's taken a little bit of pressure off, but it's a fairly busy time of the year in the autumn on the dairy farm getting set up. So there's quite a bit happening for them all there. And I'm just here riding a horse and trying to relax as much as I can, but not easy at Boyd's place.
I was going to say, is it a bit of a easier time for you just being able to ride and not have to focus on the dairy farm as well?
Well, that certainly does change the dynamics when you're riding. You don't get interrupted quite the same as you would at home, and you can just perhaps concentrate a little bit more on what you're doing and focus on the horse just that little bit more. So that's always the case if you go leave your home base sometimes.
And you mentioned your horse there, because you've just got the one horse that you've brought over to the US, Trudeau. Tell us a little bit more about him and where your journey began with him.
Well, it started many years ago, so probably 8 years ago, was it, I think. We got offered the ride on the horse. He'd done nothing back then, so he was quite a late starter at rising 8 years old, having not competed at a horse trial. So he's just come a long way. I mean, he probably wasn't everyone's cup of tea, perhaps, for a start, but he certainly improved as he's got older and got better and better. So, yeah, and he's out of a thoroughbred mother, and he's got a bit of Arab and a bit of warm blood in him. So he's a bit of a fruit salad mix.
We love a fruit salad mix. And did you come across any different type of challenges with him starting his career much later than a lot of other horses?
No, I suppose he hadn't been mucked around with too much, I suppose, by too many people before I got him. So that certainly helps. And he'd just been handled quite a lot. And he'd gone out to little dressage days, I gather. And so he had been out and about. But as far as his jump training goes, he hadn't done a lot. So we were able to probably start from scratch, really. And, yeah, and we've just grown as a partnership as we've both got older.
And talking of horses there, Monica, you obviously have your horse Artist that everybody knows and loves, but you have also taken, like you said, a team of horses with you. So how many horses have you got in the US with you at the moment?
So we've got four here now. So the other three that I brought over are all up and coming. So they're three two-star horses at the moment. I made the choice to bring over the some nice young ones that I had, and I hope to aim them towards LA Olympics will be the ultimate goal. So, yeah, they're getting established at two-star, and we'll just see how they go up the levels.
And obviously you've gone to America as part of your preparation in the hope to get onto the teams for Paris, because that's very much, you know, the top of people's minds this year. What was it that drew you to America to go there for your preparations?
Well, we came out for Maryland Five Star last year in October, and we were here for 11 weeks. Really enjoyed it, so decided to leave Artist here, and he wintered with a good friend of mine, Edward Eubank, in Virginia. And we decided to make the move and come back here, and I like that we're halfway to Europe if we need to go, so we're not down under in New Zealand, but we very much like America and looking forward to spending a bit more time here.
And do you plan on staying here like for a longer period of time, or is it mainly just in the build up to Paris?
So our visa is initially 3 years, and that can be extended. So yeah, we're here to stay.
Ah, very exciting. That is very exciting. And how have you found competing and eventing in the US compared to New Zealand? Would you say it's pretty similar?
Well, I'd say the sport's the same. You know, it's a 60 by 20 anywhere in the world. And then cross country, we've got some great course builders back home, and there's great course builders here. And the show jumping, you know, I think everything's, you know, really similar. I would say I've been to some incredible venues since I've been here. So I guess the base sport is the same, but then there seems to be a lot more money around the sport here. And I just have been at Terranova in the weekend, and that's an incredible facility and beautiful grounds. Everything was spectacular, and Maryland was the same. And yeah, I went to Bruce's Fields. That was a great event. And yeah, so I guess just more people, more money and and a little flasher than back home.
Matthew, because you've come over and it's not just been a holiday by any means for you, because although we said your life's probably a little bit easier not having to work on the dairy farm, you've been working at Boyd Martins. How's that been going?
Well, I've probably never ridden so many horses in a day. So,
it's got you busy.
Yeah, I've been reasonably busy. Yeah, it's been quite good. Certainly a next level up for me, having so many horses on a property and working so many. It's hard to keep a track on who's who. And I just get to give them another one to ride and another one and another one. And so it has been, an interesting scenario, I suppose, for a guy like me who's just had a couple of horses and milks cows and comes to a place who's got 30, 40, 50 horses around, and pretty amazing cross-country setup and nice. Lucky we've got an indoor arena here to ride in at the moment because the weather's been very average and wet. We're trying to copy England, I think, over here. So Monica's been a bit lucky down there. She's had the sunshine.
Yeah, you should have come to Florida,
man. I know, yeah. Jeez, they're at the beach swimming. Here's me slaving away in the rain and the hail. And so, yeah.
It's, yeah. I wouldn't recommend copying the UK. We're just swimming at the moment. It's horrendous. Would you say you've learned anything in particular from being at Boyd's and just seeing the sheer volume and scale of his yard and the horses and how he does things?
Well, I think, I don't know whether you learn anything different. I've been around for a little while now. I mean, I'm pretty lucky at home with my training facilities that I have. I don't have anything fancy as arenas or anything, but I've got very good farmland and beaches and endurance work for horses to get fit on. And Monica would have the same back at Taupo in New Zealand. You know, we're very lucky in our country to have some outstanding properties to ride horses over, which condition them very well for this sport, I feel. I mean, we have, at Boyd's, we've got access to the training tracks and that, but I still prefer to go out into the paddocks and canter my horses. And so I can use the rolling ground and up and down. And I mean, it's lovely having the arenas to work your dressage and for your show jumping, I think, for wear and tear. And they've got different, you know, they've got walkers and all the few bells and whistles. But I've always just been a one-on-one, I suppose, and I just go out and ride the horse, and we don't have too many extra helpers looking after them as well, so that's a bit foreign for me to have all the grooms around, but I still like to look after my own horse.
It's your personal preference and what you've been used to whilst you've had your riding career, and has it been useful having somebody like Boyd in the build-up to Kentucky? Because he's obviously so familiar with the event and the venue. Has it been useful to be able to have somebody who knows it so well in your build-up?
Oh, well, that's right. And for us being over here, and we can go to a few events where Boyd's been going to. And I mean, we went to North Carolina, and it was a beautiful venue, and the going's lovely. And like Monica's saying, the bit more money, and they do lay it on beautifully. The tracks look outstanding, and you can't help but want to jump them at the end of the day. But, you know, Boyd's got a wealth of knowledge there on how he's conditioning his horses, and you know, I've just go along with that, and then I just tweak it a little bit to suit what I feel my horse needs, and we'll see if we arrive at Kentucky at the right timing. There's so many different ways of schooling and training, and he does with his horses probably a little bit more on the hill gallops than I've done. I've just, like I said, stuck to doing what I've been doing, I suppose, trying not to get changed too much.
And would you say that, like, obviously you have your own system and how you've been doing things for many years, but would you say the age of Trudeau also is on your mind when you're preparing him? Because he's 18 years old now, is that right?
Yes, he's 18 over here. So, oh, we're certainly mindful of that, but I can't say that I've backed off him at all. He's got to be fit, and he's got to be able to handle the work, And even though he's 18, he's probably conditioned and hardened, as probably mentally hardened as well, because he's been doing it for a little while. And we'll just carry on. He feels good. His legs are good. So that's my main concern, I suppose, that you get a bit of wear and tear there. But he seems to be travelling well and holding his weight well. So we'll just keep working it as I do if he was only 12 or 13, probably.
That's exactly what we want to hear when you're heading into a five-star. And having a little bit more focus on Kentucky, because it is really, really fast approaching. Monica, what are you most looking forward to about competing at Defender Kentucky?
Gosh, well, all of it, but galloping over those beautiful rolling hills that I've watched on TV so many times.
And Matthew, do you have any particular goals that you'd love to hit in Kentucky? Of course, everybody wants to go there, you know, finish on your dressage score, yeah, win. Yeah, that's the dream. But is there any specific goals that you'd really love to be able to tick off?
Oh, well, I suppose it's just being able to finish the competition in a, I suppose, fit and healthy state for both rider and horse for me. And if we can post a good score, well, that'll be a good bonus as well. We've got to be reasonably, I suppose, honest and say we're probably not right up there at the top end just yet, but we hope we can do ourselves proud.
And Monica, has all the preparations building up to Kentucky been going okay with Artist?
Yeah, it's been going well. He's feeling good and fit and strong. So it's been a little bit different on the fitness front, because like Matthew said, we're very spoilt with plenty of farmland and rolling hills around us to get them fit home in New Zealand. So I have been in Florida, which is very flat. So when I was shown to the hill, in inverted commas, that I was going to be galloping up, I was like, oh, wow, that's not a hill.
a slight, an incline.
Yeah, that's like some gentle slope. So we arrived in Kentucky last night, and so we've come to Kentucky for the final few weeks prep just to get up a few hills and tighten up the last of Max's fitness. Yeah.
Obviously, you said you're staying in the US for a longer period of time. Do you think that it's going to change your fitness for your horses? Because, like you say, it's so different to what it was when you were in New Zealand.
Well, I'm hoping that there'll, wherever I choose to land more permanently, that there might be some, some rolling hills or some nice paddocks to canter on. I'm a bit like Matthew in that way. We've never really used the synthetic surfaces back home, so especially on a horse that's never been prepared on those surfaces before, we need to be careful with changing things in the lead up to a big event. So yeah, I guess it'll depend what's available in the area that we end up living in, wherever it may be.
And Matthew, you were part of the Athens Olympics. You're actually part of the team that placed fifth place there. You are now 60 years old. Your horse is 18. So you're both full of experience. Has your drive and passion changed at all along the years?
Oh, I don't think it has. I enjoy competing and I like to do well, I suppose. If you want to win, you... it's always nice to go out there and try and do it. And we've always had that mindset, I presume, over the years. And so when you're on a horse and you enjoy riding it, it's not such a chore. You always like to go out and train it. And I'm sure Monica has the same. You know, you've got a team of horses which you want to go out and ride because they're quite special, I suppose. And we've had a few of those over the years, which just keeps the enthusiasm going. And I just can't keep the pace up quite the same as I used to milk all the cows and ride a few horses. So at some stage I'll have to slow down, but I'm actually probably fitter now since I've come over here than I was at home. So not doing a few jobs on the farm, it allows you to do a few other things to keep the body a little bit more agile. It's never been my strong point, but I'm certainly making a bit more of an effort to do that before Kentucky. So, hopefully we can be fit enough so we don't let the horse down.
Boyd's been working you hard. That's the secret there. Yeah. What would be your future and goals for the rest of this year? Because we know that Monica is likely to stay in the US for a longer period of time. Do you think you'll be staying for longer, or do you think you'll head home after Kentucky?
Oh, well, head home. I've got to deal with 600 cows to dry off and a few other jobs to sort my farm out before the winter time. So we've got a little bit of work there to do. And it all depends how we go at Kentucky, what the plans would be after that. So we're probably up in the air. I'm probably a reasonably long shot to go to Paris at this stage, but we'll just tick one box off by doing Kentucky first and we'll see how we go.
Never say never. Oh, exactly. No. And Monica, you know, both of you have taken that move from New Zealand over to America to compete in Defender Kentucky. Do you think more people will be choosing to go over to the US to compete from New Zealand?
I'm not sure. I mean, I hope so. There's definitely a lot to give in this country. And like I say, it's, you know, fairly close. You're kind of halfway there to Europe. And so if we do decide to go over there and do that, one of the Badmintons or Burley or Poa or the Mainland or whatever, then it's a lot closer than it would be. And you're in the correct hemisphere for, you know, the getting their coats good before championships and stuff like that. So I'm not sure. I'll definitely be putting the invite out to any Kiwis that want to come base with me when I get settled, that's for sure.
Mm, yeah. Certainly a lot of opportunities over here by the look of it, isn't there? And the weather's probably generally a little bit better in the early part of the season for getting horses ready.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will be snapping you up at that offer there, Monica, to come and base themselves with you. Thank you both so much for coming on the show, because it's been so great to hear about your preparations and your build up and taking that long old journey over to the US.
Thank you. Thanks, Rosie, for having us on.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been so great to hear your stories, because it's a long old journey and we really do wish you the best of luck at Defender Kentucky. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. I hope that you have enjoyed this Defender Kentucky preview and the build up to what is going to be such an exciting event.
Thanks for listening to the USEA official podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch through any of our social media platforms at US Eventing, and don't forget to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform to make sure you don't miss an episode.